In the past, husbands spanking their wives was a very normal thing. It even took place on television and popular sitcoms like I Love Lucy. In today's world, men spanking their wives sounds shocking. Consequences for bad behavior are found in the Bible, the public court system, schools, workplace, government, etc. The type of punishment varies in each organization, but the point is that there are rules and consequences for breaking those rules. This creates order. If my husband were to allow me to act disrespectfully with no consequences, I would have no respect for him. The same thing holds true in modern Christianity. Many people believe they can break Yah's laws, and the Father will just forgive them with no consequences. This is why many in the modern church have little respect for Yahushua. All throughout Scripture, you see the Father rebuking those He loves. If our Heavenly Father disciplines His people, it should be clear that our husbands should discipline us because they are our Lord on earth. It is their duty to keep us in line. They have to answer for the way they directed their households to the Most High. He is commanded to rule me. If He allowed me to act any way and did not correct my sin, then my sin would also fall on Him for not ordering His household. Each man has the power to direct how discipline will take place in his household. The key is doing it from a place of love and correction. Discipline that stems from rage is abuse. Parents who spank children from love and rebuke understand the difference from spankings that are from rage. The Most High never condones abuse. He disciplines His children from the state of love so that they can live. I want to make it to the kingdom, and I'm so blessed to have a master who wants the same for me and will do what's necessary for his household's eternity. On the opposite end of the spectrum, the Father allows those who become extremely rebellious to turn over to a reprobate mind. This means no amount of correction was enough to change them. If I were to continue to disrespect my master and never change, he would have to leave me to the rebuke of the Father and wash his hands from me. That is where you begin to enter into a reprobate mind. I don't want that, and I need my master's correction and training. The reality is that we are commanded to respect our men. When we don't, we are breaking Yahushua's laws. This is no different from breaking the Sabbath or committing adultery. The truth is that our men should never have to chastise us. It's a shame to us to need chastisement for violating Yah's commandments. Sadly, most of us have so much feminist doctrine in our hearts that we easily disrespect our masters the second things don't go our way. For this unfortunate reason, more men are required to teach and chastise not only their children but their wives as well. In the Bible, 2 Samuel 6 verse 14-23, Micah despised her husband King David in her heart when he danced in only a linen ephod before Israel when they celebrated bringing in the Ark of the Covenant. She also rebuked his behavior and spoke disrespectfully towards him because of it. The consequence for her disrespect was a verbal rebuke from the king, and it ended with verse 23 saying, "Therefore she had no child until the day of her death." We don't know if she became barren or if the king never had marital relations with her again. This was done during a time when a woman's total worth was centered around having children. Think of how often we disrespect our men. How many things could be happening to us in our own bodies that the Father is allowing because of our disrespect? Just the thought of it terrifies me. We need our husbands to teach us how to reverence them and keep the commandment to obey our masters. Talk to your husband and ask him what disciplinary actions he thinks will help keep you in order when you step over the line. Explain humbly that you want to be a better wife, and your lack of discipline for rebellious behavior makes it easy for you to disrespect him. If you break your state's laws, there are consequences. What about when you break God's or your husband's laws? Why do you respect the state more than God and your husband? Why does the cashier in the grocery store say yes sir to your husband, but you cringe at the idea? Also, why does she say yes sir to a stranger at work, but not to her own man at home? We have to ponder these things and do better. The first step is to allow your master to teach and chastise you as he sees fit within the boundaries of Yah's laws. Proverbs 19:29 says, "Judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools." Proverbs 14:1 says, "Every wise woman builds her house, but the foolish plucks it down with her hands." Are you a woman acting as a fool? Sometimes I do. The Father says stripes to the back are for the fool. If a foolish child or adult needs stripes to the back, why don't I? As a woman, am I above that precept when I act like a fool? Do I have the right to be foolish with no consequences? The world says I do, but the Most High says otherwise. Praise Yah, my master is brave enough to correct me to save my eternal soul. This thought gives me peace. So I'll ask, what about you?